I'm going to actually turn it over to Denny and Amy at this time for our mission moment this morning.
Our mission moment is for Orphans Resources International, and when Rochelle is ready, she's going to show a quick video, and then we'll talk about that. You may see a couple familiar faces in this video.
A Central American country with a population of 16 million, and at least 320,000 of those people are orphan children. Directors Rod and Sarah went to Guatemala in 2001 to adopt their daughter. Their hearts were immediately broken by the poverty and need in the orphanage system.
I was just astounded by the things that they didn't have, and it just was like, I got to do something. I got to make a difference.
And that's the beginning of Orphan Resources International, an organization dedicated to serving the needs of desperate orphanages.
I went back and we started working with family and friends, collecting all the things we could to take to these children and make a difference. And it's just phenomenal now to see the homes that we're working in, the way the children have their needs met, the food that's brought in every month just to change these kids' lives. And it's just amazing to be a part of it.
ORI is built on the foundation of serving orphanages because they do not receive any kind of support from their government. Each month, we distribute food free of charge to 50 different orphanages. We deliver more than 210 tons of food and 33 tons of milk every year. If ORI did not exist, the orphanages we serve would have a very difficult time affording the necessities we provide.
All the help that we receive for Orphan Resources is a great, great blessing. Nobody else gives it to us so frequently, so that's something that allowed us to be sure that we are giving to the kids something that is good for them. And at the same time, with the projects that we have sometimes, that the Orphan Resources help us fixing something that is broken. It's really expensive to find someone that fix something because we are really far from the city. So we want to say thank you for all the things you do, and we hope you can continue helping us. God bless you.
Throughout the year, teams from outside of Guatemala come to work alongside us, being the hands and feet. From construction projects to painting to cleaning, teams are given the opportunity to make a real change in these orphanages.
It's a life-changing experience. It really opens up your eyes, seeing what you have compared to other people.
And I've got a chance to touch the lives of the young ones down here, and I've seen now the effect that it's had on them.
Once you go home, you don't forget it. It just makes you really think about how blessed we actually are.
Relationships are so important. The sponsorship program we offer is vital. It allows these children to feel the direct love and support from someone like you. Through letters, gifts, and a monthly financial sponsorship, these children can find hope and know that they are loved and filled with worth. These children have suffered a lot of abuse, physically and mentally. And our sponsorship program is a beautiful way to love a child, no matter where you live. The need in Guatemala may never go away, but it will get better because we're called to make it better. Orphan Resources International is a nonprofit dedicated to serving and loving the children of Guatemala. Our purpose and mission is to aid the children of the world who, through no fault of their own, have found themselves orphaned and alone. Will you join us on our mission?
James 1:27, religion that our God Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Orphan Resources International, known as ORI for short, their mission and goal is to aid children of this world who, through no fault of their own, have found themselves orphaned and alone. They supply physical necessities, counseling, and work teams to help with various projects, food delivery, and care for the children in orphanages. Larry Weaver, a member of our church, began working with ORI many years ago due to his personal connection with Guatemala and being adopted himself by the Weaver family. Since then, our church has taken roughly 5 or 6 work teams to Guatemala through ORI. ORI has expanded its food network and teams to now include counseling for emotional, spiritual, and trauma that children have experienced called Steps of Hope. They started with 1 counselor and now are up to 4. A donation to the general fund helps over 30,000 pounds of food every month to the orphanages they support. Donations to the general fund also help cover expenses for other programs like Steps of Hope counseling. Some other ties that our church has to Guatemala is the CBC actually has a church in Guatemala now in the general area where we go by in Guatemala. And I think it's called San Juan Sacapatacuez or however you say it. But I think we passed by it. But, yeah, they started a church down there. It's called Miracle Fishing. They also have been taking youth to mission trips through to Guatemala since 2021-22. I couldn't find the exact date because COVID was in there somewhere. But so CBC is now involved in Guatemala also. Pastor Galen's daughter and son, I believe they're going to a mission trip this summer through the CBC to Guatemala. And if there's enough interest in our church or congregation, or you have friends and family that are interested in going to one of these trips, let Amy or I know or someone, we would like to try to get maybe for next year. It is a great trip. It's very well organized. It's very eye-opening to do. Every year, ORI also has a spring banquet. This year, their spring banquet is April 9th, and it's in Adamstown. It's about an hour and a half away. We're hoping to sponsor at least one table. In the past, I think we sponsored probably two. Yeah, at least two. So if you're interested in going out, see Amy or I, we'd like to fill a table of eight at least. It's a good time. It's food, and you learn more about the organization and opportunity for them to raise money there also. So, and the $8 provides a child with food and milk for an entire month. So thank you for your prayers and your donation, or your missions and your donations to these children. Thank you.
The river.
A tide in
Continue with Traveling Light. Well, I was traveling over, the load on my shoulder was a weight I carried with me every day. Causing miles of frustration and rivers are raging. Picking up stones I found along the way. I staggered and I stumbled down pathways of trouble. I was hauling the souvenirs of misery. And with each step taken, my back was breaking. Till I found the one who took it off of me down by the riverside. I made my burden. Chains of doubt and fear. Then with one word spoken, the locks were broken. Now he's leading me to places where there are no tears. Down by the riverside, I lay my burdens down. Now I'm traveling light. My spirit lifted high. I found my freedom now, and I'm traveling Riverside. I lay my burdens down and found my freedom now. Now I'm traveling light. Down by the riverside, I lay my burdens down. Now I'm traveling light. But as the children are coming forward, Pastor Galen's going to share a story this morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Is everybody awake? You look like you are awake. Guess what happened to us? Everybody know that it snowed, right? Did you get a lot of snow and ice? We didn't get ice a whole lot here, but we got some snow. Did you see the snow? Did you get to play in the snow a little bit? Raise your hand if you played in the snow. Did you play in the snow? Hey, guess what happened to us in the snow? When we moved to Pennsylvania, we get a snowstorm, and our power goes out where we live. We had I think there are other people in here whose power went out for a little bit. Praise the Lord for Penelec that got the power on pretty quickly, but we didn't have any power. And so what? I was there with my two children, they're not kids anymore, but they're my children. And we made sure that we had these. Do you know what these are? What is this? It's a flashlight. That's right. And we said we better make sure, just in case the power goes off, that we know where the flashlight is, and that we know where the lantern is, and that we know where the candles are, because we might be in the dark. The good news was, when the power went out, we weren't in the dark. But I'm glad that we knew where the flashlights were, just in case we needed these lights, we would have them. And we had plenty of candles. We could take our matches and we could light the candle. Now, I'm not going to light the candle so we have fire today. But we can look at it and we can see that these candles we could light with fire. But I'm also glad that we had this. And you know what? This is a flashlight, right? We don't want to shine it in anybody's eyes, but you want to hold it. You want to hold the flashlight. And in case we were in the dark today, that'd be a great thing to have, right? We'd have the flashlight. So Hazel just turned it off. Good job, Hazel. And then we have this little lantern, which is like a flashlight. And what I want you to do is I want you to share this light. We'll just turn the flashlight back on, Hazel, okay? We'll leave it on, but not shining at anybody's face. And I want you just to pass that light. Can you pass that light to your friend next to you? And then you pass to Hazel. And then would you pass the light to the person behind you, Hazel? Can you do that? And then can you share the light with Michael? And then Michael, can you share the light? Good job, guys. Thank you. All right, we shared this light, and I want us to think about today that Jesus, the Bible tells us that Jesus is the light. He's the light of the world, and he tells us in the Bible that we're to share that light with everybody we know, the people around us. We're to share the light of Jesus with everybody around us. And we can do that by telling people about Jesus, being kind to somebody. We show Jesus to the world and we share Jesus. So here's what I want you to do. Would you just take out your finger? Can you? Everybody's got a light. And congregation, would you help us? We've all got lights that we can share out into the world around us. And we're going to sing a song that I think everybody knows, maybe. If the tune was a little different for me, I'm used to a different tune, but we're going to try it. And guess what the song is that we're going to sing? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Everybody's got a light. Okay, we ready? Okay. Here we go. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Do it again. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hey, let's pray and thank God for this light of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this light of Jesus that we can take out and share with the people around us. We can talk about Jesus and we can show people his love by the way we act. Thank you so much for that light that we can shine everywhere we go. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody said, amen. All right, great job, you guys.
In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when they met together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, It is not for you to know the times or the dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. May God bless the reading of his word. This time I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Galen.
I had heard that Pennsylvania, when we moved from Virginia, we would get more snow. But I had no idea it would come all at once. And boy, did it come. I think we ended up getting somewhere between 9-10 inches. Is that about right? And in other places, like where my wife is right now, not able to be with us, she's taking care of her mother who's bedfast. And as she's in that place, she said she had a downpour of ice. And so some places received more ice than snow. And so we're praying for her that she'll be able to be back with us hopefully soon. But the snow is beautiful to look at. Amen? When you look at it on the Pennsylvania mountains, it's very beautiful. And so we can thank God for snow. Someone has asked the question, will there be snow in heaven? And I don't know for sure, but we know that we'll have our heart's desires. And so snow is such a beautiful gift that God has given to us. Even though it's hard to drive in sometimes, it sure is beautiful to look at. Amen. You may not be familiar with the name John Chapman. Anybody remember or familiar with the name John Chapman? Now, okay, you've surprised me. John Chapman, you may not be familiar with, but you might be familiar with his name, Johnny Appleseed. And Johnny Appleseed has been turned into somewhat of a legend, and there are stories that are not true, but he's a legend, but he was a real person. His name, John Chapman or Johnny Appleseed, he really did exist. And he traveled the Midwest planting apple orchards across Pennsylvania and Illinois. He went into Ohio and Indiana. He went to West Virginia, and he did all this in the 1800s. And he reached out into the world, and his job was to plant seeds. And I've read that some of the original trees that, of course, you know, that he planted, those trees are still being passed down into existence because he planted those seeds that spread out across the Midwest. And this morning, as I thought about the work of Johnny Appleseed, I think about the work that we are called to do as God's people. In Acts chapter 1, Jesus is getting ready to go to his Father. He's getting ready to leave his disciples, his apostles. But as he leaves his apostles, he gives them a task that he has given to all of us. And in Acts 1, specifically verse 8, he says to his disciples, his apostles, he says, "You will receive power from the Holy Spirit." That power is going to come, and it does come, as we know, on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit entered the church. But he says to his disciples, "You will receive power from the Holy Spirit, and you will be my witnesses." Jesus tells his apostles, "You will plant seeds of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you will do this with your words and with your actions." The apostles would plant the seeds of Jesus out into the world in which they lived. And we here, as God's people, are called to do the same. We are called to plant the seeds of the gospel into this world with our words and with our actions. We have been focusing in these last few messages on our mission statement as members of Shippensburg Covenant Brethren Church. Our mission statement is grounded firmly
in God's Word. And I would have been encouraging us to read it, to study it, to memorize it, so that when somebody asks you what's your mission statement at Shippensburg Covenant Brethren Church, you can say, here it is, I know it. And I want to invite you today, if you have it, and I know you do, it's in your bulletins, but it's also on the screen. We're going to read it together. And if you are so bold today, if you think, Pastor, I've been learning this, I'm going to try it without looking, then go for it. This is not a pop quiz. You will not be graded. But it is an invitation to learn our mission statement so we know why we exist as a congregation. Because that's what a mission statement does. It tells us why we are here, why we exist. And so let's read it together. The mission of Shippensburg Covenant Brethren Church is to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ at home and abroad, and to develop the spiritual life of its members in accord with the standards and teachings of the New Testament. Good job. Today we're going to focus on two words. If you wonder what those words are, they are in bold on the screen this morning. And the two words that I want us to focus on today as we think about being witnesses for Jesus Christ are the words at home and the words abroad. And we're going to focus today on how we are called as Shippensburg Covenant Brethren Church, as God's people, how we are called to be witnesses and where we are called to be witnesses. First, I want us to see today that we are called to be witnesses right here at home in Shippensburg. Could we show the next slide, please? In Acts 1, verse 8, Jesus said this. He said, "You will be my witnesses." And he tells the apostles that they will be witnesses for him right where they live, right in their home. And for them, for the apostles, their home was Jerusalem. But for us, if you recognize the picture, our home is Shippensburg, Pennsylvania. And we are called as God's people. We are called as members of His church to witness to our Jerusalem, to witness to our hometown, which is Shippensburg, Pennsylvania. And we are called in this church to reach out right where we are. And we do this here in this church. And one of the ways we witness right here in Shippensburg is our grab and go ministry. Hopefully you are familiar with that. We do it, I think, once a month where we give out food in this community. We share a meal with those who maybe don't have a meal. And when we do this, we are witnessing for Jesus Christ. By giving food, we are witnessing to the love of Christ through our actions. But we can also share in another way. We can be ready when, if we go to that meal, if we share the food, we can be ready to share Jesus with our words. Because we can have the opportunity, if someone comes through that line, to sit with them, to talk to them, we have an opportunity to share Jesus with our words. We can share Jesus with our actions as the food is given out, but we can also share Jesus if we have the opportunity to share. Another way we witness right here at home in Shippensburg is through Vacation Bible School. Maybe you're a part of that. Every year we have Vacation Bible School here in this church. And it's an excellent opportunity to share the love of Jesus, but also we have an opportunity to share the story of Jesus. Because I'm sure that there are some children in this community that don't know Jesus and don't know about Jesus. And it's an opportunity for us to share Jesus in this community through Vacation Bible School. Here's another way that we can witness and plant seeds. We can do that at the fairgrounds. There's something that we do at this church called the hoagie stand. Am I right? Where we sell big boys. And in that opportunity we have there, we can share the love of Jesus right here in Shippensburg with our actions as we make the hoagies. As we share the food, we can also have an opportunity. We have an opportunity to share the message, the gospel of Jesus Christ with those that buy our hoagies and our big boys. We have an opportunity to witness. I went to a pastor's meeting this week right here in Shippensburg, and the pastors, when they found out where I was from, they said this to me. They said, your hoagie stand at Shippensburg Covenant Brethren Church is the most popular stand at the fair. And I thought, wow. We have a reputation of selling big boys and hoagies. And then I thought to myself, what an opportunity we have to witness for Jesus Christ. Amen? People talk about how long that line is. Is there a way that we can witness? And I believe there's a way that we can witness as we sell hoagies. Because we can get the message out. There are people there who don't know Jesus. And we have the opportunity, as we have those long lines, the longest line at the fair, that we can be ready to share the gospel. We can be ready to talk about Jesus, even at the fairgrounds. We can plant the seeds of God's kingdom with our actions, by the way we sell those hoagies. We can plant the seeds of Jesus by having an opportunity there to be there ready to share the gospel if someone wants to know about Christ. We can give out literature that shares the gospel so that people see Jesus at the fairgrounds, not just through our food, but through spiritual food we give them through Jesus Christ. You see, brothers and sisters, there are opportunities we have here at home. And God is calling us to share, to be witnesses, to plant seeds in this Shippensburg community. But here's where we're also to go. Can we have the next slide? Jesus says, I want you to start at home, he tells his disciples in Acts 1:8. And then he says, I want you to move out. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Shippensburg. But then he says, I want you to move out into all Judea and Samaria. I want you to move farther out. For us, it's into the United States of America, that we can continue to be a witness for Jesus Christ. Farther out, what do we do here in the United States to witness for Jesus Christ as a church? One of the things we've done in the past is the Carlisle Truck Stop Ministry. And maybe you've heard of the Carlisle Truck Stop Ministry. I know that our church in the past has made cookies for the Carlisle Truck Stop Ministry. And this is a ministry that ministers to the physical and spiritual needs of truckers. And as we support this ministry, we're reaching out into the United States with Jesus Christ. There's another way we can witness farther out into the United States, and that's by supporting Samaritan's Purse. And Samaritan's Purse is an organization that goes out into places like North Carolina and Tennessee. And it shares the love and the message of Jesus Christ with people who are experiencing natural disasters. And they take not only help in these disasters, physical help, but they take spiritual help. And there are counselors and people who share Jesus with people who are hurting. And so that's another way that we can support a ministry that reaches out into our world, out into North Carolina and Tennessee and West Virginia and places that are hurting. But Jesus says, I want you to go farther than that. I want you to start where you are, and I want you to continue moving out. And then if we could have the next slide. Jesus says, I want you to go even farther. I want you to be my witnesses, Acts 1:8, to the ends of the earth. I want you to go abroad, Jesus says. Not just here at home, but I want you to reach out way beyond yourself. And we do that by what we did this morning when we had the children collect coins. We help places like Africa By giving those coins, we write a check and it goes to Africa and it helps to minister to people, to share the love of Jesus, the message of Christ into the world. Another way we do this is through Operation Christmas Child, through Samaritan's Purse. Anybody ever pack a shoebox? Would you raise your hand if you've packed one? I see a lot of hands. Those shoeboxes for children, they go to different countries. And I love the fact that in every single shoebox is the story of Jesus Christ. We're not just giving them gifts that are physical. When you support Operation Christmas Child and Samaritan's Purse, we're giving the story of Jesus to every child. And this happens in over 170 countries. And more than 12 million shoeboxes were distributed this past year. Think about that. That blows my mind. That over 12 million shoeboxes were distributed this past year. And the children that receive them are receiving not only physical gifts, but the gift of Jesus. Another way we witness to the ends of the earth is what was talked about this morning by Amy and Denny, the Orphans Resources International. That is a ministry that reaches out to Guatemala, children in orphanages, and they reach out with the love and the message of Jesus Christ. And I know there are other ministries that we support that go farther than Shippensburg, that go farther than the United States, that reach out into the world. And that's what we're called to do as God's people. We're to reach out farther than our hometown, to move out farther than the United States, and to go, Jesus says, to the ends of the earth, sharing the message of the gospel, the good news of Jesus. Here's what happens when we witness. Here's what happens when we plant seeds of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In the Covenant Brethren Church Statement of Faith, it says that churches are called to make an impact for Christ in the world. You see, brothers and sisters, we are called by Jesus himself, and our denomination supports what Jesus says, that we are called to make an impact for him in the world. We're called to make an impact. We're called to plant the seeds of Jesus in the world around us, not just where we live, but farther out. And here's what happens. Listen to me today. When we reach out beyond ourselves, when we move beyond our pews, when we move beyond ourselves, we make an impact in people's lives for Jesus Christ. And if people's hearts are open when we plant those seeds, Jesus can enter. Amen? What a powerful thing when those seeds are planted and then people respond to those seeds. People open their hearts to those seeds that were planted. Listen to me today. I've read so many stories from Operation Christmas Child, Samaritan's Purse, about people who have come to know Jesus when those seeds are planted for him. So many people have turned their lives over to Christ because of these ministries, because of the ministries that we support, because of our witness here in Shippensburg and farther out. People turn their lives over to Jesus. If their hearts are open, Jesus can work in their lives. Jesus can transform them. Because we have helped in that process by planting the seeds in the world around us. Here's what happened in Acts chapter 1. Jesus called his apostles to be witnesses. He told them that the Holy Spirit would come on them and they would have power to be witnesses. And Jesus called them to be witnesses right where they were in Jerusalem. He called them to witness for him. But then Jesus said, I want you to go farther. I want you to go to Judea and Samaria. That's our United States. I want you to move out and be my witnesses farther out into the world. And then finally, Jesus said, I want you to be my witnesses even farther to the ends of the earth. I want you to take my gospel out to the ends of the earth. and plant the seeds of Jesus as you go. Here's what we are called to do at Shippensburg Covenant Brethren Church. And we are called as followers of Jesus. All followers of Jesus have this call. That we are called to continue to be seed planters. And we are called to be seed planters right here in Shippensburg. Right here at home. We're called to continue those ministries right where we are. Ministries like Grab and Go. Ministries like our hoagie stand. Ministries like Vacation Bible School. We are called to plant seeds where we are, right here in Shippensburg. But we're also called to take it farther. Out into the United States. In Chambersburg, in Carlisle, beyond that. And Jesus says we are called to go even to the ends of the earth. We are called to support ministries like Samaritan's Purse and Operation Christmas Child. And Orphans Resources International. We're called to support those ministries so that we can plant the seeds of Jesus far, far away. God calls us as His church to continue that ministry. And here's another question that should guide us as we continue to move forward in the new year as a church here at Shippensburg Covenant Brethren Church. Here's what else should guide us. This question. What other seeds can we plant for Jesus in Shippensburg? Right here. Are there other ministries that we could plant right here in Shippensburg? Are there other things that we could do that would sow the seeds of the gospel? Is there something else that we can do in our community besides Vacation Bible School, besides Grab and Go, that would get the message of Jesus out into the Shippensburg? Because there are people in this community that don't know Jesus. And we are called as His hands and feet. We are called as His witnesses to plant the seeds of the gospel right here. What are we doing? And what can we do to plant the seeds in Shippensburg? And then what can we do in the United States, in Carlisle, in Chambersburg? Is there a ministry we can support that would go farther? And is there something new we could do out in the world? Are there new ways to reach out as witnesses that we haven't thought of? Has the Holy Spirit laid something on your heart that you could do that would sow a seed, that would plant a seed? Because we are called as a church to be seed planters and to plant the seeds of Jesus wherever we go. We're called as a church to plant seeds, but we're also called as individuals to take that gospel out, to take the message of Jesus and the through our actions and through our words, we're to take that message out into this world so that people have that seed of Jesus planted in their lives. If their hearts are open, it can change them in the most powerful way. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let's continue to be a witness for Jesus Christ. Let's be a witness with our words and with our actions. That when people see us, they know we're a Christian by the way we live. Let's continue to be a witness through our words. If someone asks you, why do you believe what you believe? Why are you different than the people at work? Why don't you use bad language like everyone else does? Then you have an opportunity to share with your words what Jesus means to you. Let's continue to be witnesses, not just here. But as a church and as individuals, let's continue to reach out as witnesses for Jesus Christ out into the world. And all of God's people said, amen. Can we turn this microphone on? You read my mind. We're going to sing a song in just a minute if you want to turn there. It's the song is I Surrender All. And you may have heard and know that in some battles, when you think of battles, we've heard stories of people who have waved the white flag. Anybody know about the white flag? It usually means when you wave the white flag, you surrender, you give up. It's a bad thing. If you're in a military battle and you wave that white flag, it says, I surrender. You've lost. But listen to me this morning. The white flag can be a good thing. Because when we wave the white flag in surrender to Jesus, we go another level in our faith. And so I want to encourage you today to wave that white flag as we begin this new year, 2026. And I want to encourage you today, all of us, including myself, to surrender more to Jesus. Because as we surrender more to Jesus, we have the victory. Amen? We are not defeated when we surrender to Jesus, when we raise the white flag. We actually are going a different level in our faith. So I want to encourage us today as we sing this song to continue to surrender ourselves to Jesus. To say, Jesus, I surrender to you. I want to be your witness. And I want to take your gospel out through my words and through the way that I live so people see Jesus in me. So I want to encourage you. I want to invite you today as we sing this song. I want to invite you to surrender to Jesus. And today, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior and you're sitting here and you're feeling the tug at your heart, it's not the preacher. It is the Holy Spirit. So I want to invite you today, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior and Lord, I want to invite you today to come this morning. And we'll pray over you. We'll pray with you. The deacons will come, lay hands on you. And we'll pray for you as you surrender your life to Christ. And you turn from your past. You turn away from your sin and you receive Jesus. The Bible says that He died on the cross for your sins. He paid the debt that you could not pay. And today you can receive Him as your Savior. And we want to help you with that. And we're going to sing this song. And if the Lord has laid that on your heart, we're going to invite you to come this morning. And we'll pray with you and for you as you make that decision. I'm going to invite you today, if you would, to stand. And we'll sing. And won't you come if the Lord has laid this need for salvation on your heart? We're going to sing a song as we go, and I love this song, Go Light Your World. It's our goal as this church, as followers of Jesus, it's our goal to take our lights out into the world and share the light of Christ with everyone we meet. So we're going to sing this benediction led by our praise team, but before we do, would you join me in prayer? Father, we just thank you for your call on us as your followers to be witnesses. And Father, I pray for this church. I pray that we can look for new ways to be witnesses here in Shippensburg and in the United States and out in the world. And Father, I pray that you would give us courage to witness with our actions and give us courage to witness with our words so that people around us hear about you in everything we do. Father, I pray now that you would help us to go from this place and share your light with everyone we meet. And it's in the powerful name of Jesus Christ that we pray. And together, all of God's people said, Amen.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a Spirit who brings the fire, ignites His candle, and makes His home. Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the hopeless, confused and hearts are blazing. We raise our candles, light up the sky, praying to our Father in the name of Jesus. Cast a beacon in darkest times.